Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi, everybody. Today is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Today is the 8th of January, 2011. We're going to the Light Ship in about 5 minutes here. So we'll first do some clearing to get people more centered, heart-centered. I'm going to take away some emotions that you may have had the last couple of days here. And so just think of a situation that bothered you, and we'll release that from you right now. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to do that. Remember, you have to think of something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll also do a timeline crash for that situation for you. And just, again, think of the same emotional trigger there. So here we go. Timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, let's bring up the light bean on your monitor screen. Just scroll down about maybe a couple inches on your scroll bar or so, depending on how big your monitor is. And you're going to see a light bean there. We're going to energize that beneath the blinking flower. Here we go. So stronger, bringing the energy of peace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So the Lightship Healing will not be able to be used if you're listening to the archive, but you will feel the peace energy coming to you. And we have to be live on the Saturday night shows to go to the Lightship. So think of a physical problem that you're dealing with. We'll be going into many rooms. And you can also bring up your pets, animals, flowers, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. So here we go. I'll count to five to connect you to the energy, the source energy. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're on the Lightship right now. So let's go to the first room. And this room is where they'll start to work with us for relaxation. So we're going to have like a muscle relaxation done to us here. So here we go, going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to the next room. This is the red room for life force energy. And also request healing. Here comes the red energy. We're in hot tubs right now with red energy in it. It's like a gel. Coming to us now with the energy down here. Remember, you're on the Lightship in physical body form. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Then request your healing. We're going into the next room, and this is a room which we call a centrifuge room. It will help to release some negative patterns that you may have. Could be addictions also, and could be a physical condition. So here we go. Think of what you wish to have released. The room is now spinning. It's a silver room. And here comes the energy of lack, and the lack energy will help you to release this energy that you're hanging on to. And it'll come out of your cell structure. So count to 10 as this energy comes into you. Stronger, 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 and there, that feels good. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more of the lack energy coming. It'll start to lighten up once you're in there for a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's going to go into the room where they have the kangaroos. So request healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. See, on the fast chat, we have a request for the tree room. So again, request healing. Here we go into the tree room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's get some oxygen coming into us. This is oxygen number 15. We want to inhale, exhale. Here comes this oxygen, number 15. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Another oxygen is coming to us. Again, inhale, exhale. This is number 82. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Another oxygen. This is number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number 50 oxygen, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room where they start to work with our hormones. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing. Here comes this energy into you right now for this here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one other room we're going to go into here. We'll go into the room where the bumblebees are. Again, request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And also we're going to go into the water where the swans are. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's go into where the koala bears are. Here we go. So stronger, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And have a request from Everett to go into a room where they have sea life. So let's go into there. We can swim with the fishes and different things in the water. Here we go. So we're in this water pool right now. Remember, the water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Here we go, swimming, bringing this energy to us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, bringing some more of the fish energy. Sea life, stronger, 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 and stronger. I have a request here for maybe head balancing, maybe brain balancing. So we're going into a room for that. Left brain balancing. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have room for spirit healing. Well, your spirit's already healed on the light shift. They rematerialize your spirit completely, 100%, so your physical body can have work done to you. So that's why we don't normally go into a spirit healing room. We can go into the room where you were created. If you wish to go in there, we can do that here. So we're going into a whole different place on the light ship. And this is where your spirit was created. This is what I call love comes walking in. We're going into this room right now. I'll count to five as the energy comes into you. And here it comes. This is your innocence here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So just kind of enjoy this energy here. And I'm going to put some music on in about a half a minute so you can actually enjoy this room here. It's a very peaceful room, and you're able to connect with your spirit. You might feel the wonderfulness of this energy right now. We'll bring in more of your spirit energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
we'll go on to another room on the light ship. We'll go to the food court, and this is where they have the wonderful golden plates. That's a request on the fast jet. This is where the light beings actually get their energy energetically from these golden plates. So we're putting our hands on them right now. This is where we are in the food court. And you might feel some body sensations right now. Remember, you're doing this physically on the light ship. And now we're going into the next room. These plates already sampled your body energetics. And now we're going into the next room here where we're putting our hands on the plates. I'll count to five, and you're going to feel your body get energized. It takes about maybe 10 seconds. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So you should start to feel that here. And I'll just check out the fast chat, see what we have here. Anything that people want to request here. Let's see, a little hard to read here. To see about sadness, that's probably from missing the twin flame energy here. Let's go into a room that has the white light energy. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go on to one final room here. We'll go on to the top of the light ship. This is what I call the penthouse. And we'll be able to have some healing from the stars that the light ship created. These are real stars, not necessarily the ones that we see here physically. That may be a hologram. So, a picture that's painted on a backdrop. So we're going to see real stars going up to the penthouse now. And here comes the star energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Again, I'll just put some music on so you can actually experience this wonderful healing. And then we'll be coming back from the light ship in maybe a minute or so here. So let me find what we have here. Here we go. More star energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. We have a request for spine healing here. So it's from Pete. So we'll go into a room where the light beams work with your vertebrae disc, and we'll see what happens here. So here we go, going into this room. And here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Everybody, we'll now begin to come back from the light ship. So remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're now giving thanks for the healing. So we're being joined with our animals, pets, and flowers and trees and garden, whatever we brought up here. We're getting ready to come back down. And like I said, the healings are between you and the light beings coming back down. They're talking with us now. Telling us what we need to know. Here we come. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everyone. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Thank you, and good evening, everybody. We've got lots of people on the fast chat this evening, so that's really nice. Welcome, everybody. So let's see. We've had lots of great comments about being up on the light ship. I won't read them all because there's four pages of archives already for this evening's show, but there's some everybody's feeling lots of good stuff and feeling very grateful and saying thank you and so forth. And then Gail has mentioned that she felt a lot of sadness a page or two back on the archives when we went into the room where our spirits were created. So I wondered if you wanted to talk a little bit about that, Ron, because I was actually feeling that too. I was feeling very, very peaceful and then realized I was feeling kind of sad also.
Yeah, that's probably because maybe you haven't had the 4-in-1 clearing yet, which is the clearing that will connect you to your twin flame energy. Mm-hmm. So the 4-in-1 clearing is actually four clearings in one. One of those is bringing back to you what you haven't had here ever since you incarnated on the planet Earth with your spirit. You never had the connection to your twin flame here. It's possible that maybe your twin flame was down here or could be down here, but that's normally very, very unlikely. Some people think that a soulmate is a twin flame, and it's not. So your other half of you is out in the universe of light doing something out there, and the darkness severed that link to your twin flame. So you always feel that you're looking for something outside of yourself, and that's why people go in and out of relationships typically, because they're attempting to find the other part of them or get energy from someone else, and that's just the way it works. So when you have a twin flame healing, and we bring in the energy to you on the 4-in-1 particular clearing, then you normally no longer have loneliness. That clearing deals with disconnecting you from 13 major energetic planets that are controlling your life. Your spirit decides which ones to release. Remember, there's probably hundreds of them, but we get 13 of those off of you. This is my initial clearing that I did years ago for people. Next, if you wanted to get more off of you, then you can go in and do the planetary clearing that's on the website that deals with stars and planets and vortexes, stargates, etc. But for this one, we do 13 of those. Next one is we take you out of your soul family, which is what you want to do because all you have there is spiritual setups and agreement. That's where your karma gets activated and your spiritual learning lessons here, we'll call it. And that's what the dark side did to you, is set you up with people that reincarnate lifetime after lifetime together so that you're always in misery. And they give you the spiritual contracts and agreements. And so you get taken out of that one. And that's quite wonderful. That's one of the parts of it. Another part is your home base energy. So the home base energy is just like you would call your soul family here, but this is where the spirits of light go to. And when you're not here, you should go to that or can go to it whenever you choose to. So the home base is where you went when you left the light ship. You had to go somewhere, so you went to what I call the home base energy. And that's where you go to after every incarnation that you choose to leave. Remember, you have free choice to leave in the light. Here you don't have that. And so that's a wonderful clearing. So you have the twin flame, you have the planets, your home base, and you're taken out of the soul family, contracts, agreements, spiritual setups, and everything else that gets done to you daily, because normally those are done typically when you're sleeping. And those contracts are made for you. This is your natal chart, your horoscope, and everything else, plus even more. So that clearing, if you wish to do that, to be connected to your twin flame and to know where your location is out there. And you can go to those locations whenever you wish, which is one location, I mean, and your twin flame. That cost, I believe, is $150, but you must have your emotional clearing, mental clearing, and a sensory, which is past life emotions, done before that clearing takes place, because your twin flame spirit will not even want to come into you because of all the judgments that you have. It doesn't want to get contaminated. So that clearing is very wonderful. Once you have that, you're at peace. As simple as that. And you can connect to that energy energetically. So that's what's so nice about that particular clearing.
And Ron, that one's not online, is it? It has to be done with you?
Yes, I do that one in person with people on the telephone. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then what about a sensory clearing? I think that has to be done with you also, correct?
And I believe that one might be online now also.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, so if you do it online, just give me a call and I can tell you about the year that you came here on the earth with your spirit.
Originally,
yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then just on the topic of sadness, for Gail and anyone else that was feeling sadness, we can also do timeline crashes for sadness, correct?
Yes, because that is an emotional issue. But if you are feeling sadness, if you haven't done an emotional whole lifetime clearing, that's what I would start off with first. So you want to do that so that you can become into balance in your life. It takes away a lot of the traumas that you had. I'll say it takes away 90% of that traumatic situation that you've had in your lifetime here. And then you're able to look upon your life like a blank slate. Naturally, you could have other things that you're dealing with. You could be dealing with feelings, too. That's a different energetic body. But the emotional one is what people do. And they can look upon their life and say, well, I've been there, done that, and I'm moving on. Otherwise, you keep rehashing it. And remember, your emotions will kill you. And this is what Jesus did, was release people's emotional body energies out of them, their genetics, so that they're able to do the ascension. But it's much more easier 2,000 years ago than it is now because of the densities that people have taken on in thought, in mind energy, that gets imprinted into your DNA. But aside from that, that's the clearing that he was doing. Remember, They talk about Jesus taking away your sins. Well, that's your thoughts of your ancestors. That's recycling and the thoughts in this lifetime. So the emotional clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. It starts at your current age, at the exact second that you begin the clearing, and goes back to conception. And that clearing has helped a lot of people move on through life. So if you had any kind of situation in your life that is maybe haunting you, then that clearing will normally take care of it. I can't guarantee it that it will get rid of all of it, because that could be another, tangent. But normally, you feel much better afterwards. So, back to you, Carrie. Plus, we have samples on the website, on the very top of the website, creationlightship.com, in the drop-down boxes. So, anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Just before we leave the whole four-in-one clearing, Donna is asking, does my twin flame have a separate spirit?
Well, your twin flame is the other half of you. So a twin flame energy is not a physical body. It's your other half of your spirit. Remember, you're only half here. And that's why you always look out of your outside for your of yourself to find something, to fill that gap inside of you. Plus, you're also looking for your home base energy. So that's the two things that the dark side has taken away from you since your first incarnation here. That holds you captive. Remember, your twin flame, typically, when you're out in the universe of light, can come into you. You can come into it, wherever it is, and enjoy two experiences at one time. And that's the way it works. And here, your soul families can come into you. This is what the dark side has done. So what happens is that if when you're living here, you can have, let's say you have a soul family of 10,000 people. Well, those 10,000 people, just picking a number, okay, can come right into your body, just like entities can, okay? And they can bring forth all their junk and garbage. Remember, your spirit it takes on the image of your body. It's an exact replica of you. So if you're sad, so is your spirit. So just think, if you're dealing with sadness and your soul family goes, we're going to really help this person out to fix them with more sadness. We're going to bring in, 100 other spirits that are in your soul family. And they can come right into your body because they have the proper frequencies to come into your body. And likewise, you can go into other people's bodies too. And this is probably what happens when somebody, you hear about people who all of a sudden, maybe they had to rescue somebody. They had to pick a car up off of somebody that's maybe fallen off of a jack. You've heard of those stories. And that's what happens. These energies come into their body from their soul family and lift the car up, because you get a lot more spirit energy that way. And, naturally, if they leave you too quickly, then you might find physical damage done to your body. But that's what happens. The New Agers will talk about that as, some divine energy came into you, or your angels came in. No, it's the spirits from your soul family. And that's how the process works. So, yes, they can come into your body. It's like entities can. They can walk in and out anytime they wish. So this is why you want to have that 4-in-1 clearing, to get out of your soul family. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just going back in the a few pages. There was a question earlier on that I didn't want to forget. Somebody was asking about the slime body, and I'm just trying to find it. Sorry. What was that? They wanted to know if two things were the same, and I just wanted to let them know that they're not. I'm just scrolling back here. Do the ET parasites and slime body work together? I think that was a question from Hart.
Yeah, they don't. It's a different energy. The slime body is around you, and it kind of like suffocates you. I'll do a quick sample of that here so you can actually feel the energy of you change. So here we go. I'll get rid of one of these energies here, and here we go. I'll count to 10, and you're going to probably feel your breathing get better. So, because it actually suffocates, you and all your cells. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now you take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. Here we go. Another slime body release. So just think if you got dumped a bucket of tar on top of you and it went into every one of your cells. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you might just wonder what happens if you have a lot of this on you and your cells are suffocating and you need oxygen brought to your cells for healing. So you can kind of draw some conclusions there possibly. So the slime body clearing is very nice. I would think, I can't guarantee it, but I would think for, to have better health, you want to have more oxygen, okay? And just see how you feel right now with this last little sample clearing here. I'll do it one more time for all of you here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, P and Ma are both saying that they don't see the sensory clearing online, so that might be one, Ron, that you're still just doing over the phone. I think I looked a while ago and didn't see it online either, so perhaps it's not up there yet.
Yeah, I think it was going to be, so what I'll do is probably have it put up.
Okay.
And if you do it online, then just give me a call. And I know I talked to the webmasters about doing it, but then we'll see. But just give me a call, and I can tell you when your spirit first came here. Remember, most people have come here, I guess an early person who hasn't been here long, typically, for what I've seen so far, might be about 18,000 years. Most people are probably between maybe at least 30 to probably 60,000 years being here. The longest one, I think, so far is 105,000 years.
Wow.
So,
a lot of missed ascensions.
Yep. Yeah, just divide that by 2,000, and you can see how many that would be. That's a lot of them. Yep, we got stuck here. So, back to you.
Okay. Tina is saying that the 4-in-1 and the sensory clearings are great and that she got along very well with her parents at Christmas this year, so that's good to know. So that sounds like it really helps with relationships with other people.
Now that's getting out of your soul family. Remember, they're probably in your soul family, so you're going to have all these judgments and spiritual contracts going back and forth with everybody. And so by having that done, you will probably be able to relate to even people at your job. Remember, everybody around you could be in your soul family. Remember, because you incarnate with these groups of people, and they're in your life to push your buttons and for you to push theirs. Remember, the dark side wants those buttons pushed. So when you make up your spiritual contracts and agreements, then that's what happens. So that could also include accidents and physical pain, maybe losing a finger or something, or somebody tripping you, or running into you with a car. Those are all spiritual setups and agreements. There's no accidents like the New Agers say, which is true, because the darkness wants to keep you in trauma and in pain here. In the light, there's no such thing. Everything's in the moment. But in the darkness, remember, you're running a time-based reality, and you live in time. And in that time, that linear time, is where they come in and want you to do things in different time intervals. Just think, it's just like a watch running, you see. And you're one of those little wheels or cogs, you know, on a gear, we'll say like in an old watch, and everything has to work precisely in order, and everything is brought to you in that divine order of the darkness. Remember, that's divine order. In the light, there's no such thing as divine order. Everything works in the now. But in the darkness, that is where you get the words divine order. Or divine right timing, that's the same thing. That's where the darkness chooses to manipulate you to be in a certain location at a certain time. And then you work with darkness energies. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Alan has an interesting question. He's saying that he was disoriented somewhat today. Felt like he was walking in a strobe light in still frames. Do you know why that was? And he says it was an hour or two before the show tonight.
Yeah, I was doing some crashing again of timelines for the Elohim. So, yes, that was going on this evening.
Okay.
Getting rid of those energies out of here. These are, the real high God plane hierarchy energies that's supposed to have created us humans, so they say. So we are taking them out of the timelines and terminating these energies, which some people may want to call angels. Okay? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And before I forget, do you want to just mention you've got the 3 Sunday 8-hour call starting up tomorrow? There was the 4-hour ascension call this afternoon, which was really nice. And then tomorrow for the next 3 Sundays, maybe for anybody who's on tonight who's not familiar with those, if you want to give just a quick little wrap-up of what they're about.
Yeah, that's where we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms. And these are what's living inside of you that you may not know anything about. They're actually taking away your life force energy, causing you problems, living with you. You know, there's little phrases like, you know, I got you under my skin, or my skin is crawling. There's many different little phrases that people used to use a long time ago and relating to that. So I'll do a timeline crash. A crash. I'll eliminate some of these energies. It won't be a timeline. But I'll get rid of, let's get rid of the maggots. These maggot energies, this is what they look like. Normally are sitting on the top of your head, kind of moving around in your scalp. So if you feel your scalp kind of crawling, moving, itches, that's these things moving with you and on top of your head. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if anybody has their scalp or head kind of crawling here as you see them get released here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, for anyone who's not familiar with it, creationlightship.com, if you go to the top of the homepage, there are some drop-down boxes with past BBS radio shows. And a couple of them, I think there are two, that talk about a lot of these different alien parasitic life forms that Ron was just clearing, did a sample on. So if you want to get some more information about what that's all about, those two shows, I think, are chock-a-block. They're full of samples, too, right, Ron? Not just talking about what they are, but you do a lot of samples on those shows, I think.
Yeah, the first show, if it's in order when we did it, I was only planning to do, I think, about a half a dozen life forms that I had written down on a piece of paper. And people kept bringing up these critters, and we started releasing them out of people. Also on the website, creationlightship.com, you can go to the alien attack removal, and it's under parasitic life forms there. And that costs $30 for the month if you want to get those things out of you. So I'll do one more of them here. Let's do some of the, I'll do the centipede energies, okay? So these are also crawling around inside of your internal organs, and you might actually feel something get relieved inside of you as it gets released. Remember, these also have the waste products, toxins, and dead carcasses. So once you get these released, you want to do that clearing too. That's on the website because remember, the aliens don't like each other, so they have wars inside of your body, alien wars in you, and they have casualties, and nothing's going to come and take them away. They just kind of rot inside of you, which is probably why we die also, not knowing about what's going on energetically. So here's a centipede energy. These, like I said, are inside of your abdominal area. They could be crawling around maybe in your intestines or different body organs. So here we go. I'll do some counting to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, these are the centipedes. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, yawning, a lot of them here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see if you feel anything wiggling inside of you as it's being released. Or maybe you might feel more space. That's what normally happens. So when you have these clearings done, your spirit's not going to come into where a centipede is. That's of darkness, okay? So it's taking up the space where your spirit is supposed to be. So when you have these clearings, you're able to reintegrate your spirit back into you. This is what we do on these eight-hour calls. In the eight-hour calls, you're on the light ship for a whole month. So each time we end the call on the Sunday, and tomorrow we're starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. So when you go on the call, you're going to be on the call in quarantine, and the light ship will go and take these things out of you, and also they have to find where the aliens abducted your spirit and where they abducted your body parts and pieces of you and try to bring them back to you. And this is what these clearings are about, is to get you more into wholeness. So we'll just see if anybody has felt anything with the centipede energies. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Time is running short here. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Went very fast hour. One last thing that might be related to this, Pete in Australia is asking if Audrey can have some more energy for her daily movements, please. And I'm wondering, maybe Audrey's joints are clogged up with the stuff that you've just been talking about.
Yeah, I would have her go on the alien attack page then. She probably is full of waste products.
Yeah.
And also on the alien attack page, the waste products are a different clearing. So, you know, do that clearing. On the alien attack page, what goes in your joints is, let me think here. That would be the, I can't bring it up real quick here. Do you recall what it was?
I'm trying to remember, too. Do those little crab things, are those in our joints?
Yeah, those are, and along with, I'm just not bringing the word up here.
Does it bite? Does it sting? How does it get us out in the world? Is it something that's out in the world in the physical, too? I'm trying to remember, and I'm completely blanking.
Kind of like the centipedes, but they're slightly different.
So
caterpillars.
Oh, right.
So the caterpillars normally are in your joints. So you want to do clearings on that. How many to do? I don't know. Just keep doing them till your body feels better. Ask your body. Ask your spirit. And then after you do a clearing, then get on and pay for the other clearings to get rid of the waste products, the poisoning that they have given you, and the dead carcasses. Because you could have these things stilled inside of you. Getting rid of the live ones is good, but what about the dead ones? Once the live ones leave you, they're gone. But you're still in like a graveyard with all these alien life forms in you. So you want to get these things out. So,
right.
Like our time is coming to a close real quick here. So anything else, Carrie?
Cindy's just asking if anything has been mentioned about the birds and the fish and everything that were dying. And I know somebody brought that up last night, I think, also on the show.
No clue.
Yeah, just one of those bizarre mysteries out there. Something's doing something to those things, but who knows what. Very strange. Tina and P are both saying caterpillars. So Pete, I guess have Audrey go and do caterpillars.
Yep.
On both those clearings, the live ones, getting them out, and then the waste and the carcasses and the
poisoning.
Poisoning, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else real quick on here. My computer says 57, so we probably need
to...
Yeah,
and you can do any of these clearings on the Creation Lightship website for anybody. You don't have to tell them about it because the spirit is used to do the healings. And if you ask somebody, their mind may just tell you that you're nuts, you know, and or they don't want to have it. They don't want to have their energy system messed with. Remember, the spirit is doing the healing. And, of course, you don't want your energy system messed with by a dark side practitioner using mind energies, which most of them use. So this all works with spirit. This is heart-based healing. So our show is about ending. My next expo that I'm going to will be in Los Angeles, and that'll be on the 11th of February. We'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, we'll see you later, everybody.
Our good night, everyone.
Our is Monday at 4 o'clock, and hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow to get rid of these things out of you, body rejuvenation, to have better health.
And
bye,
if you want to do that, hop on, you can pay PayPal on the website, creationlightship.com, or shoot Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com.
Yep, I'll be checking emails tomorrow. So thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.